Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So what kind of game are we going to get on Sunday? I think the first thing to note here is that this is the best defense that the Steelers have faced and will face all season long, and it's not particularly close. It's the only one on their whole schedule that's in the top 10 in scoring defense, except for Indy. I should mention Indy, but I should also mention that Indy is a complete fraud because they've given up 59 points in their past two games after opening with a slew of horrific offenses in Minnesota, the Jets, the Bears, Jacksonville. Come on. Forget about Indy. This is far and away the best defense the Steelers will face. And I think it's going to take them a while to adjust to that kind of speed and that kind of talent. They haven't seen it yet, really. I mean, Ben hasn't seen it since he came back. It's just going to be different. I think they will adjust as the game goes along. But to expect a high-scoring game, something that hits the over of 45.5, I don't see it. I mean, there have been times in their history where these teams, one of them will blow out the other one and score 30, or like the day Ben had five touchdown passes, 43-23. That was an incredible game. No, that was the day he threw for 500 against the Ravens. The other one was like 35-7 or 38-7 when he threw five touchdown passes in the first half. And the Ravens have done that to the Steelers at times. And, of course, they had the legendary shootout in 2017, 39-38, but neither defense was very good that year. These two defenses are borderline great. It makes no sense at all to think this will be a high-scoring game. It just doesn't. It's going to be more in line with the rule of Steelers-Ravens, which, as I look at all the scores from the history of the rivalry, 23-20, 20-17, 22-20, 19-16, 13-10. Defense still lives in the NFL. It does. It's harder to play. I was looking the other day at teams that are averaging 30 points because both these teams are right there. The Steelers are a little above 30, which would be a first in franchise history, but there's seven teams at 30 above. I don't know if that's ever happened. Last year, I think there was one. The year before, there was three or four. You never see this many. We know that it's the age of offense, that more points are being scored than ever before, and yet, defense still lives. It does. You can win games defensively. I know Nick Saban said last week he finally turned in the college game to where he said it's no longer a case where good defense beats good offense. He said Georgia has an unbelievable defense and we lit them up. In so many words, he said that. But that was significant for Nick Saban, a defensive genius, to actually admit finally in the year 2020 that in the college game, good defense can't beat good offense anymore. That was a significant quote, but it's not true necessarily in the NFL. It's still true that good defense can beat good offense. Great defense can definitely beat good offense. And I think both of these defenses are borderline great. I saw where Bill Cowher talked about Patrick Queen. In fact, Cowher was doing an interview with Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Sun. Jonas is going to join me at noon in our Black and Gold tailgate hour, where Cowher actually said, and I quote, that Patrick Queen looks like the next coming of Ray Lewis. Them are big words right there. The next coming of Ray Lewis. But if you've seen the Ravens play, this dude is all over the field. He was a great draft pick. Cowher also said, it's just round one. And that's another important thing to remember. I'm going to get to that in a minute. But in terms of what kind of game I envision the Ravens getting off to a lead in this game, much like last year at Heinz Field. And then once last year, the adjustment was to Lamar Jackson and his speed. You remember Tomlin talking after the game. He said it took us a while to get up to speed with him. I think this year it's on the other side of the ball, where it's going to take the Steelers a while to adjust to the Ravens' defensive speed and talent. And Yannick Ngakoue is going to be infused into that lineup on Sunday, and probably in a pass rushing role, I would imagine, maybe more than that. I don't know. But this defense is different than it was last year. Maybe one of the best kept secrets, because the Ravens went 14-2, is that they were very vulnerable defensively. I mean, they almost lost to Duck at Heinz Field. Do you remember that? He had a couple big runs. He had a good day passing. I think he was 7-for-9. He was about to win the game in overtime when Marlon Humphrey, who's famous for this, ripped the ball out of Juju's hands. They weren't very good defensively, but they've added people, and significant people. Calais Campbell just had 3 sacks last week. So this is a different defense. Ngakoue, Patrick Queen, Calais Campbell, Derek Wolfe, they're just different, and they're better, and they're really, really good. Are they better than the Steelers? I don't know. Round one is Sunday, right? But they're definitely comparable. One of the few in the league that's comparable to the Steelers defense. So I see the Ravens jumping out to a lead. I see it settling down into a classic Ravens-Steelers defensive battle. I see Ben and the offense adjusting as the game goes along, unlike last week where the other team adjusted to them. And then I see a field goal game in the end. And I don't think, has either one of these kickers missed a kick all year? I think Tucker might have missed from 60 or 61. But I see a battle of field goals. You know, I could see a 19-16 game. Something like that. What do you see? 412-928-9370. Lou is on the line. What do you got, Lou?
Hey, Joe. Welcome back.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You know, as looking at this game, you're right. This will be the best defense they faced all year. There's no question about it. And there's only one way, if they lose the game, which I'm not sure they're going to, I think it's going to be close. There's only one way I don't want to lose, okay? And that is with their quarterback scrambling on 3rd and 8 and getting a first down, because we got nobody in the middle of the field. If you've been watching the Raven offense this year, they've been stagnant at best. Put them in 3rd and long, put the quarterback spy out there, and force this kid to throw the ball. That's going to be the winning formula for us. And don't turn the ball over like we did last week, too, because the second half we played miserable.
No, I agree, and they did a great job, and I appreciate the call, Lou. They did a great job, for the most part, against Lamar Jackson last season. Now, this could be a game. You remember that spectacular interception, which was questionable whether it hit the ground, that Devin Bush made against, I can't remember if it was Hurst or Andrews last year, one of their tight ends. His speed could be severely missed in a game like this, I think. His ability on a play like that to run down the field, sprint down the field, his ability to track Lamar Jackson, things like that could be severely missed this week. But I think they showed how you play Lamar last year. You mix up your defenses, you mix up your coverages. You pretty much smash the run, which they did. He got out of the gate a couple times in the first half. You have to do that first. I mean, I hate to talk in football cliches, but in this matchup, it's so true. Ravens like to bully people. And for all we talk about their offense and how bad it is now, it's not. It's averaging almost 30 points a game. It's at 29.5. So I think last year they set a bar, and he set a bar, that he may never reach again, Lamar Jackson. But you look at his numbers this year, still pretty good. He's among the leading rushers in the league. He's got a bunch of touchdowns and very few picks. So it's a huge challenge. I think they're going to make him throw. They're going to stop the run. They're going to make him throw. They're going to mix up coverages, and they're going to see what they get. And they're probably going to hold him to around 20 points or under. Question is, how many are they going to score? 412-928-9370. I want to talk next about the importance of this game. How important is it? Cowher described it as round one. Could be a three-round fight this year, by the way. Let's talk about that coming up on Cook and Joe. We have Ray Fittipaldo at the top of the hour talking all things Steelers.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.